here, everyone. Welcome back to Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. This show features music to mention something about Earth and nature, and this is the 18th chapter of the water version of the show, and every song mentions water. Songs in this chapter include rock, easy listening, and blues. I'll start out with Goldeneye, which is the title track for the 1995 James Bond movie of the same name. The song was especially written for Tina Turner by Bono and the Edge of U2. Turner was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2021, becoming one of only three women in the institution's history to be inducted twice. The first time was in 1991 as half of the husband and wife duo Ike and Tina Turner. Quoted from her home in Switzerland, she says of the award, "If they are still giving me awards at 81, I must be doing something right." Turner is also a Grammy winner and denoted as the Queen of Rock and Roll. Her 60-plus year career began in 1957 when she started performing with Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm. Ike and Tina Turner made their recording debut in 1960 with A Fool in Love, which became one of the first R&B songs to enjoy crossover pop success and went platinum.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and every shadow. On the wind, I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, he'll do what I please. Golden eye. Shadows as a child, you'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears I've cried. But now my time has come. In the crowd, other girls they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain, taken to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I. Shadows as a child, you'll never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time. I've got you in my sight. Come away, little lost, come away to the water, to the arms that are waiting only for you. Come away, little lost, come away to the water, to the ones appointed to see it through. We are calling to you. Come away, little light, come away to the laughter. Show yourself so we might live. Come away, little light, come away to the laughter, to the ones appointed to see this through. We are coming for you. We are coming. So we might live. Come away, little lamb, come away to the slaughter, to the ones appointed to see. We are coming for you. We are coming.
That last song was performed by Glenn Hansard. Come Away to the Water is a song featured in the movie The Hunger Games. In the movie, the song is sung by the group Maroon 5, but the song was originally written and performed by Glenn Hansard. I'll play the original version this week and the version by Maroon 5 next week. Let me know which one you like best. Glenn Hansard was born in 1970 in Ireland, and he quit school at age 13 to begin busking on local Dublin streets. He is a songwriter, actor, vocalist, and guitarist for the 1990 Irish group he formed called The Frames, and one half of the duo The Swell Season. He is known for his acting as a guitar player Outspan Foster in the 1991 film The Commitments, which won the British Academy of Film and Television Arts Award. He has often stated that he regretted taking the role because he felt it distracted him from his music career. He's also starred in the film Once, which earned him a number of major awards, including the Academy Award for Best Original Song for Falling Slowly, with co-writer and co-star Markita Irglova. This next song is by Sir Elton Hercules John, born Reginald Kenneth Dwight in 1947. John is an English singer, pianist, and composer. This song is the title track of Elton John's fourth studio album. Madman Across the Water was released in 1971 and contains 9 tracks, each composed and performed by John, and with lyrics written by songwriting partner Bernie Taupin. Collaborating with lyricist Bernie Taupin since 1967 on more than 30 albums, John has sold over 300 million records, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. He was raised in London and started playing his grandmother's piano as a young boy, and within a year his mother heard him picking out various classical songs by ear. After performing at parties and family gatherings, at age 7 he began formal piano lessons. He showed musical aptitude at school, including the ability to compose melodies, and gained some notoriety by playing like Jerry Lee Lewis at school functions. At age 11, he won a junior scholarship to the Royal Academy of Music. John met Bernie Taupin in 1967. Their method involves Taupin writing the lyrics on his own and sending them to John, who then writes music for them before recording the songs. The two are never in the same room during the process. In November 2017, John said of his 50-year partnership, "We've never had an argument professionally or personally," which is extraordinary because most songwriters sometimes split up because they get jealous of each other.
I can see very well. There's a boat on the reef with a broken back, and I can see it very well. There's a joke in the knowing very well. It's one of those. My world and my mind, and don't you know? Once a fool had a good part in the play. If it's so, would I still be here today? It's quite peculiar in a funny sort of way. They think it's very funny. Thank you. I can see very well. There's a boat on the reef with a broken back, and I can see it very well. There's a joke and a note. Take my word out my mouth, and don't you know, the ground's a long way down, but I need more. Is the nightmare black, or are the windows painted? Will they come again next week? Can my mom really take it? Will come again. That you're after. Now the glimpse of a madman across the water. We'll be right back.
You know that man makes money the root of all evil. The buy of every woman and every man. This is the man's world. But you see nothing, nothing, nothing. Not a woman or a girl. Understand what I'm talking about? With Asia, Nicaragua, and all the things going wrong, not loving your fellow man, I want to say you out. And bitterness, you understand what I'm talking about?
Sinking in a sea of darkness. My eyes were blinded by the light of you. Your reasons for leaving were not all that harmless. The lessons I learned both straight and true. Stars were rising in a light of triumph. Time for leaving was about half gone. The sun was drowning in a sea of silver. My heart was as low as the sun in the dawn. So come on. Go down to the water and show me what you think is so true. You know that you could. Let's go down to the water. I'd show you my crown if I could. My mouth was frozen in a thousand faces. The words were hanging in the air. My thoughts were scattered in a thousand places. How come you start out running scared? The time was running on a little further. The moon was rising right beside your head. You always lose yourself in someone else's needs. Always looking to find love in a bed. So come on, let's go down to the water. It's so true. You know that you could. Let's go down to the water. I'd show you my crown if I could. Thank you. thinking about the wings of a seagull. Spending my time on everyone. You could keep on reaching out forever and forever without ever touching anyone. So come on, let's go down to the water. Show me what you think is the truth, all that you could. Let's go down to the water.
That last song was by William Patrick or Willie Bennett, born in 1951 and died in 2008. He is a Canadian folk music singer, songwriter, harmonica and mandolin player. Bennett was part of the 1970s folk music scene in Canada and wrote and recorded many original songs. As well as performing as a solo artist, he was part of several well-known Ontario bands. Throughout his career, Bennett kept busy as a sideman in bands fronted by other artists. From 1974 to 79, he toured and recorded with the Dixie Flyers, playing harmonica while continuing to perform as a solo artist. Bennett also played harmonica live and on recordings with Joe Hall, Doug MacArthur, Sneezy Waters, and several other pop and country artists. This next song is by Dionne Yvette Ferris, who was born in 1969. She's an American singer, songwriter, producer, and actress. She was born and raised in New Jersey and began singing in elementary school and competed in pageants as a teenager. In the early 1990s, she was featured on the hip-hop group Arrested Development in 1972 with a hit single, Tennessee. Ferris rose to fame with the release of her debut album, Wild Seed, Wild Flower, from 1994. The album featured the top 40 single, I Know. That same year, the video earned Ferris the Billboard Music Video Award's Best Pop Rock New Artist Clip of the Year. She was nominated for the Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. Here is her song, Water.
Don't need you always have to endure. Somebody, 'cause that's where
That last song was from the Los Angeles band Jane's Addiction, formed in 1985. The band consists of vocalist Perry Farrell, guitarist Dave Navarro, drummer Stephen Perkins, and bassist Chris Chaney. Perry Farrell is not the lead singer's real name. It's the much less tantalizing Peretz Bernstein. Perry Farrell is actually a wordplay for the word peripheral. The band's first two albums, Nothing's Shocking from 1988 and Ritual de lo Habitual from 1990 were released to widespread critical acclaim and an increasing cult fan base. As a result, Jane's Addiction became icons of what Farrell dubbed the Alternative Nation. The band's initial farewell tour in 1991 launched the first Lollapalooza, which has since become a perennial alternative rock festival. Jane's Addiction music contains elements of heavy metal, punk, rock, folk, jazz fusion, funk rock, psychedelic rock, and progressive rock. The band was dubbed Jane's Addiction in honor of Farrell's housemate, Jane Bainter, who was their muse and inspiration. And we started to think about band names. She threw in Jane's heroin experience. I thought it wasn't vague enough. If you want to invite people in, you don't want to put heroin on your door. So this next song is performed by Jeff Stone and features Charlie Love. Stone can wail blues harp with the best of them. He won that accolade for his efforts in bringing high-energy blues to the masses during his tenure with Zach Harmon and the Mid-South Blues Review, which, along with the band, Stone won the International Blues Challenge in Memphis in 2004. During that landmark year, the group also scored big with XM Radio's Best New Artist debut for the award-winning The World According to Zachariah. A native of Chicago's South Side, Stone first picked up the harmonica at the age of 12. Harmon is just one of the blues luminaries that Stone has collaborated with. He met fellow Southsider Charlie Love in the early 90s and continues to play with him to this day. It was through Love that Stone had the chance to collaborate with many great musicians and female singers that put Chicago on the map as the blues capital of the world. Well, there will be a few more songs coming up. I hope you enjoyed the selections. Until next time, this is Earth in Tune, and you're listening to KQUA 99.7. I'm your host, Janice.
Rest in been set free. Every time they try to block my way, it put another star in my crown. Clean, we'll go down.